This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Research from CU Anschutz is giving insight into children's risk for deadly complications from COVID-19. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A team studied more than a million children and teens who were tested for COVID-19 over about 18 months. More than 10,000 were hospitalized. Dr. Blake Miller says older children, males, African-American patients, and those with prior health problems were at a higher risk.
We really wanted to focus in particularly on hospitalized children to try to help clinicians determine, you know, which of these kids are at the highest risk for deteriorating and developing severe disease.
He says the research should also help in figuring out how to best treat them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More than two dozen Coloradans are competing in the Winter Olympics. Jackie Spresser of Thornton is judging the competition. She's a linesman for women's hockey and told Colorado Matters that being in Beijing is an honor.
I've worked long and hard for this, but to have the opportunity and to see it kind of come to fruition is really an absolute dream come true.
Spresser says when she stopped playing hockey competitively, she missed the sport and being part of a team. Officiating helps fill that void. To prep for Olympic Games, she says she studies the players' habits and gets to know the other officials. The effort to secure more preservation funding for a former Japanese internment camp in Colorado has stalled in the U.S. Senate. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee, the only no vote on the proposal to make Camp Amachi a National Historic Landmark, says he objects to increasing federal land holdings. Colorado's Michael Bennett, a sponsor of the effort, says he will find other ways to get more money for the World War II landmark. Summit County rescue volunteers say no one was seriously hurt in an avalanche Sunday afternoon at Loveland Pass. CBS 4 says a mother and son were caught in the avalanche but only suffered minor bumps and bruises. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says there's a moderate avalanche danger in Vail and in Summit County. And Colorado's mountains and the rest of the state have sunny skies today. This is CPR News.